You're tuned to WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Last week, Governor Tony Evers extended his stay-at-home order, and it includes keeping all Wisconsin K-12 schools closed for the rest of the spring semester. Since schools first shut down mid-March, some have been quick to implement virtual instruction. Milwaukee Public Schools has been slower to make that shift. The district serves more than 70,000 mostly low-income students of color. Its first priority has been feeding students by providing grab-and-go meals. MPS is now ramping up online learning by distributing thousands of laptops and promising more teacher-supported activities, but many of the details are still unknown.
Today I came to pick up a Chromebook so I could finish off my work since we just heard the news yesterday about schools being closed for the rest of the year. So I came to the school to pick up a Chromebook so I can continue doing online work.
That's Pulaski High School senior Jeremiah Baez. For the past month, he hasn't been able to access online education because he doesn't own a computer. Instead, he's used paper worksheets that MPS hands out at meal distribution sites.
I've been coming up here grabbing packets of work, just keeping my brain occupied for this time being.
Now that he has the Chromebook, Jeremiah's teachers are saying they'll give him assignments to help bring his grades up in classes.
In English classes, I think I'm at like a D or something right now in them, so I definitely got to get those up before the end of the year.
MPS Superintendent Keith Posley says his first priority for online education is making sure high school seniors like Jeremiah can graduate and other students can advance to the next grade.
Now we are zoning in and focusing in on those students that are may have some gaps and may not be at a proficient stage or whatever the situation may be.
Posley is proposing moving high school and middle school to a pass-fail grading system this semester. Teachers would give students multiple opportunities to pass.
We don't want to penalize the child because of the coronavirus, so we are giving them ample opportunity to be successful.
Posley says MPS will use an online curriculum called Edgenuity for some older students. MPS usually uses Edgenuity for credit recovery. The classes are all online, student-driven, with teacher support as needed. MPS has told teachers that they should check in with students and share links to education resources, but the district hasn't given all teachers clear instructions yet on what their role in online learning should look like. Many teachers have been charging forward anyway. Rufus King High School English teacher Kelly O'Keefe Betcher has been using Google Classroom and Zoom to connect with students and give them homework.
Everything that I've laid out is an enrichment, which means everything that we're doing is an asset and it can help. It can strengthen where you're at academically. But there's not going to be anything that would harm your grade, because I can't know for sure that everybody can get to the technology that they need.
Not all teachers have been engaging with their students at the same level, and not all students have had access. Carrie Wilson was with her son Jaden at Bayview High School Friday to get a Chromebook so that he can finally get connected to online education.
MPS is kind of lacking behind on things. I mean, we've been out of school for a month now.
Yeah.
And we're just now getting Chromebooks when private schools and other schools were giving them within a week of being out of school.
Wilson says she understands that MPS has more students to worry about than other districts, but she doesn't want her children to start the next school year behind. For now, students with district-issued Chromebooks or their own computers can access a list of online education resources, along with sample schedules on the MPS website. High school and middle schoolers will be hearing from teachers about work needed to advance to the next grade. And MPS is continuing to flesh out what teacher-led online instruction it can provide. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.